The Mariners and the A's at the Coliseum on Tuesday, and you did get a refund for that, right? Or at least a partial refund. The A's up 1-0 in the fourth until a former A comes calling.
This is muscle barrel deep right field. Canna running out of room, limping, gone. Mariners on top. Climb of the steps with his 27th home run. Alonso going deep. Back-to-back games here inside the Coliseum. This is throttled out towards center. Haniger just looking smashed. A's have the lead. His 14th home run against the Mariners since the start of last season. The most of any opposing hitter. Doles 0-2. Shot high out towards center. Smolinski chased it after it. And this is gone. Home run, Danny Valencia. A three-run blast. And the Mariners are right back on top. A couple of former A's doing some serious damage tonight inside the Coliseum. Soft fly ball. Davis trying to cover. Can't get there. Beckham tearing around third. The throw hops and cut off. Throw to second. Gamble is safe there. The Mariners tack on their sixth run. Leadoff man aboard for the catcher, Fegley. We'll see if Beckham's got a play on this up to fight the tarp. Oh! And he makes the catch! Fantastic play by
Beckham. And a double play. Oh, I think they had him. All the way around.
This is very Josh Donaldson-esque when he was here in the Coliseum.
And I think this is going to be a double play.
He's out, there double is. Play.
Wow.
The Mariners double up the A's by a 6-3 score. Oakland's Chris Davis, who is second in the majors with 191 strikeouts, has now gone a career-high 6 straight games without striking out. Facing his former team on Tuesday night, Seattle's Yonder Alonso got the M's on the board with a go-ahead 2-run shot in the fourth as the M's would double up the A's 6-3. Alonso spoke to the media after the game.
I don't know. I mean, I definitely feel comfortable when I'm up to, obviously, up to this box. Been here for a while, but, you know, I get turned up for these games. I enjoy them, and I know a lot of those guys, obviously, and, you know, it's just all competition right there.
And so when you and Danny both homer in the same game, what kind of bragging rights does that give against the former teammates?
I don't know about so much bragging rights, but we definitely had some good at-bats. Danny had an incredible at-bat right there, and you know, for us, it was just a grind, and hopefully get Danny up with people on base because he was feeling good, and he was putting some good swings prior to those at-bats, and, you know, things happen.
Things have happened for you all season long. You've already set a career high in home runs and RBI with 4 games left. What else are you trying to get out there?
Compete, make sure I'm ready to play every single day, and just try to finish strong and get some more Ws.
With a 4-run rally in the 7th inning, the Mariners turned a 3-2 deficit into a 6-3 lead, which would be your final score in this one as Seattle doubled up Oakland. Here is Seattle skipper Scott Service.
You know, I gave up the home run and the leadoff hitter. After that, I thought I got a nice little groove. Ball was coming out good. You know, 85 pitches was about the number we were looking for tonight. You know, hoping to squeak him through the 6th inning. Unfortunately, didn't quite get there. He made the mistake to Davis. Picked the wrong guy to make a mistake to. Davis has had a really good year. So, you know, kind of saw what we needed to see out of him. We'll see how he feels tomorrow. You know, see if he makes that last start of the year. But, you know, definitely it's nice to have him. You know, end the year with Felix having a solid outing. Pax gives us a really good effort. It's great going in the off season. On the flip side, it hurts, you know, how much you've really missed these guys all year. They are so key to our pitching and our ball club. But you know, nice comeback tonight. You know, huge home run by Valencia. Down in the count, they got a pitch to hit. Thought our guys really competed well tonight. You know, our bats were good. We played good defense, and obviously the play of the game was the Gordon Beckham play. Wow, it doesn't get any better. We joked on the bench. His arms are probably 2 inches longer than Seager, so he was able to hit that one. The guys had a good time. But, you know, great play, heads up, you know, getting the double up at second base, and he swung the bat well also.
With Paxton, is it up to him now? Is the decision his as to whether he's?
Well, you know, we want to do the smart thing, you know, and see where he's at, more how he feels, and he'll talk about it tomorrow. You know, I know he wanted to walk out of there, you know, with a lead. Just didn't happen for him tonight, but I'm really happy where he's at. Physically, you know, getting him back on the mound and him feeling good is what it was about here at the end.
about Valencia? They brought in the right-hander. Any thoughts of potential?
Oh, there's a few thoughts, but you know where we're at in the season. You know, give Danny that at bat. He knows his ball club really well. He knows the pitchers and how they're probably going to pitch him. So, you know, roll the dice once in a while. And tonight, Danny stepped up big, big knock. Alonzo swung the bat well again. Gamble, big night. So a lot of guys chip in offensively.
And he looked pretty well rested.
Yeah, it is too well rested. You know, we've in the rough homestand, but nice to get him out there. You know, Nick Vincent, you know, navigates through it. You know, he made pitches tonight. Again, it's at the end of the year for Nick. You can kind of see it, but he takes the ball in the eighth inning every time, and he executes. You know, he really executes pitches and doesn't give in, and got some big outs for us there in the eighth.
Beckham makes the catch. He has a couple knocks for him. Swinging bat pretty well.
Really, nice to have him on the ball club. I know we had him in AAA most of the year, kind of the veteran presence. Really helped out a lot of our young players there, but I say that, and he can still play. And I think, you know, getting him in there, play multiple positions, swung the bat well tonight, picks up a stolen base. So, you know, he's a heads-up player. He's really into the game, and he's helped on the bench. He's just got that veteran savvy you're looking for in that utility-type guy.
Any common thread to your success against Oakland this year? They've been good against some other teams.
Yeah, Oakland's, you know, they really do have a talented young team, no doubt. I think we've pitched pretty well against them. Mm-hmm. You know, we've, for the most part, trying to keep the ball in the ballpark. It's not our strength this year, but they've got a lot of power. But you got to execute. You make mistakes, they make you pay, and they can hit the ball in the ballpark. So we got a nice, you know, young group that, you know, will be interesting going forward. No special recipe or anything against them. We have just played well against them.
The M's send Erasmo Ramirez to the mound on Wednesday. He'll be opposed by Kendall Graveman.